The CarCast, episode number 178, starts... Well, it starts right now.
From the town that brought you Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Starbucks, broadcasting from C-Town WA, it's Chris Cochran.
Going down the highway.
You're going to remember this the rest of your life.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Welcome to another episode of the CarCast. I am your host, Chris Cochran, and this episode number 178. For those of you who keep track, and I know there's a couple of you who do, great to have you along today on the show. This version 2. Why? Because, well, there's a few things about Ubercaster I hate. But there's a lot of it I really like, so I'm willing to be a beta tester a little bit longer, fight my way through it, because hopefully soon there'll be a new upgraded version. But I don't know. Anyway, great show for you today. You don't care about Ubercasters, so I won't tell you any more about it. Great show today. Lots of cool things to talk about. It's going to be a little bit of a shortened show, and I'll tell you why, because part of it is that this weekend I'm going to be editing up and distributing the super special second annual Torchlight Parade episodes, parts 1 and 2, so be watching for that over the weekend, and maybe you too will know what it's like to experience Seafair Pride in Seattle by getting a little taste of the sound that goes on there. Anyway, lots of cool stuff to talk about on the show today. I was going to start with a song, but I'm not going to, and I'll tell you why. Because, well, just to be honest with you, I didn't like it. I played it the first time, it's alright, it was a rap song, and I'm not real big into rap songs, and it's my show, so yeah, what do I care? Do what I want. Dang it. So, lots of cool things to talk about the show today. We got some listener feedback, and our first ever MP3 feedback from our good friend, Glenn. John Vardell, by the way, has been kind of MIA this week, and I don't know why, but John, we miss you. And I've got news for you, feedback from Kevin Furstall, and I'll be talking about why and where Kevin's been. And finally today, a news story. Well, starting out today, a news story that I thought you needed to hear, a news story that I think really, well, it's the kind of news story I want to hear. So how could you not want to hear it? For those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show, you know that I absolutely am a huge, and I'm not talking about my own girth, but my love for, I'm a huge fan of one Elvis Aaron Presley. So much of a fan that when I was probably 3 years old, I would actually take those bugles, you know, the bugles corn chips, and bite them into rings and wear them on each finger. Why? Because I idolized the king. I love his music. I like a lot about him. I'm so much of an Elvis nerd that I actually even know disgusting Elvis trivia. Elvis trivia that a person rather probably shouldn't know. You know what I'm like? The fact that when Elvis died, the average person's colon weighs between 3 and 5, but our friend the king, average person's colon weighs between 3 and 5 pounds. Elvis's colon, 40 pounds. 40 pounds upon his death. That's right. Elvis needed prescription medication because he was addicted to it. And, of course, did Elvis have real pain? Yes, because he wouldn't have gotten medication if he didn't. What was his pain from? Well, frankly, he picked a hole in the center of his hand with some kind of a needle or something. How big was that hole at the end of his life? Size of a quarter. Those are the kind of disgusting Elvis facts that you'd rather not know, but I do. And so when I see Elvis's name in the media, in the news, coming across the wire, I'm telling you, it jumps out at me, and I can't help but take a look at it. And right here, I have Elvis news that maybe we need Elvis news music. I think all I got right now is something like this, which is close in some people's minds, but it's not Elvis music. Let me real quick here, by the way, before I read this story for you. Let's see. Da-da. Heidi. Da-da. I'm here to pick up my wife. It's 8 o'clock at night, and I need to pick her up from work because, well, it's a long story, and you'd be bored with it. But I need to tell her that I'm here so that she can come out.
I mean, is that a stamp? This is Heidi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm here. I'm out back.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be out in a minute.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So, a headline from the Yahoo News Wire, the AFP service says this. Headline reads, Elvis's teddy all shook up by jealous hound dog. Elvis Presley's, let me read this in my best newscaster voice. Elvis Presley's cherished teddy bear, Mabel, was reportedly all shook up after being mauled by an apparently jealous dog hired to protect her at the British Museum. A rare toy made in 1909 by German manufacturer Steiff and valued at over 40,000 pounds, that's 75,000 US, was to have formed the centerpiece of a valuable collection on display at Wookie Hole Caves in Somerset, southwest England. But for some reason, Barney the Doberman Pinscher, charged with protecting the precious cuddly toy and other fluffy exhibits, took against them, going on the rampage in a frenzied after-hours attack. Now, that's my favorite line, by the way. Doberman named Barney goes on a frenzied after-hours attack. That makes me laugh. Mabel was... I gotta take that back. This is my favorite line. Mabel was disemboweled of her soft stuffing and her head severed. The damage is believed to be irreparable. How do you disembowel a stuffed animal? There's no bowels in a stuffed animal. Quote, Barney's been a model guard dog for more than 6 years. I still can't believe what happened, security guard Greg West was quoted as saying after the attack on Tuesday night. Either there was a rogue scent of some kind on Mabel, which switched on Barney's deepest instinct, or it could have been jealousy. I was just stroking Mabel and saying what a nice bear she was. Now, here's the deal. Hey, honey.
Hi.
I'm doing a little podcast. Can you hold this for me? Now, I'm no genius. I'm no, like...
Because I gotta do
cashier. Okay. We'll hurry quick. We'll be home in just minutes. Nice. They're having a little... What are you doing tonight?
Selling over. I've already sold over $300 worth of stuff.
Wow. They're doing a little stamp party with sales for women who are going on a stamping cruise. They haven't even gotten to the boat yet, and they're already buying stamps from a muse. How great is that? What an industry we're in.
Nice. I bought them dinner, and I'm bringing them back to the hotel.
Yeah, you're a lot nicer than I am. I'd have been like, listen, you old bats.
They are, too. You'd hate them. I gotta tell you who it is.
Do I know him?
You remember him from the Vegas show.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, I'm no genius when it comes to animals.
Get between there. Go for it.
But I do know that dogs oftentimes have a little something-something for stuffed animals. Dogs will chew on stuffed animals. Dogs will play with stuffed animals. And left alone, a dog in a room full of stuffed animals, a dog is going to go after one of those animals. He may even get a little amorous with said stuffed animals. And this moron guard said, he might have been jealous I was petting Mabel and telling him what a great animal she was. I mean, come on. Wookie Hall General Manager Daniel Medley was quoted as saying he'd spoken with Sir Benjamin. He's the guy who owned the bear. He's not pleased at all. And with that, you know, it's time for some listener feedback. It's time to share with you the things that you got on your mind, things that are in the news, things maybe you want to share with other people. 206-203-2368 is the number to call. And, of course, chris@carcast.com is the address where you can send your listener feedback. And we got this from our good friend Glenn down in SoCal.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Glenn.
Or should I call you Seacock?
You can call me Seacock.
I think that's a pretty cool nickname. It's kind of like Seahawks and... Anyway, thank you for the super extended episode number 176. I think you clocked in at like 41 minutes and 54 seconds, not that I'm counting. And Snoqualmie Joe, yes, I did play with Chris Holmes.
Now, before we get into Chris Holmes thing, I just want to say this. Most of you have written in and just said this. Cheer show, do what you want. If I don't like the feedback, if I don't like the music, I'll fast forward. Cool. That's what I'll do.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, great. We got to start over.
Should I call you Seacock?
Ah.
I don't know. I think that's a
nothing like
cool
screwing
nickname.
That bad boy
it's
up.
Like Seahawks and anyway.
This is thank live. You. We don't cut thank things out. There's no post-production
super
here.
Extended episode number 176. I think you clocked in at like 41 minutes and
thanks, Glenn, for
seconds.
Listening to the entire 41 minutes. I want to thank you.
Snoqualmie Joe, yes, I did play with Chris Holmes in the band Wasp, and yes, he was an alcoholic. He would ride his bicycle to rehearsal. I think in Burbank we rehearsed, and he'd ride like 8 miles from the valley, and I think he sweated pure vodka.
That's a great story, by the way. I love any story that has in it he sweated pure vodka.
But he was a very very nice guy, very sweet guy with a good spirit, and you know, God bless him. I don't know what he's up to today these days, but you know, he was he had a good heart aside from the extreme alcohol consumption. And Chris, dude, that's totally cool about the churchsearchseattle.com, because my wife and I are actually, we were ironically enough online just the other night looking for a church in Paulsbo or Kitsap, anywhere around there. And that's very cool. That's a great idea. And not to get all religious or whatever, but we do believe in God, and that's a good thing. And we don't want to scare anybody off, but it's cool. It's all good, everybody. Anyway, enjoyed the show. Can't wait for NFL season.
Yes.
And, yeah, man, keep rocking. Bye.
Thanks, Glenn, for that feedback. I just want to say this. I've got a friend who is a pastor of a church in Paulsbo. It's in the Paulsbo area. It's actually in Kitsap, and it's called New Life, and his name is Wes Davis. He's an amazing, amazing guy. Don't know what kind of church background you have or what kind you're looking for. Some people want small, traditional churches. Some people want large, you know, contemporary. Just let me know. My father-in-law's a pastor in the Bremerton area, and also my friend Wes runs a decent-sized church there. It's very, very cool. I highly, highly recommend it. One or two more pieces of feedback, by the way, and then we're going to wrap this baby up with a little song that I found. And this comes from Barrington Locke, and he says, I love it when you yell at the people of Seattle as they drive through your beautiful city. By the way, thanks for the kind words about my show. And he calls me a sweet fella. Thanks, Barry. You're a sweet fella yourself. And this from Wendy G. Wendy of San Jose. Overall, I'm not a fan of music and talking podcasts. You know, I'm not either. I normally am. I say that. Here's what I don't like. I don't like podcasts where you can't tell the difference. I like a talking podcast. It's okay if they play an occasional song. What I like is when they stick to format. I know every time I listen to Adam Curry, he's going to do an opening comment and a song. I know when I listen to Daily Breakfast, same thing. What I hate is when you hear a show and you never know if you're going to get, you know, singing or talking or whatnot. I tune in to hear about you, your day, and your observations. I've had a couple of other podcasts listen to regularly that play music. And I listen to music maybe 10 seconds and then usually fast forward through the song to get back to the discussions, which is totally cool. If you like the music, it's your podcast. And those are like all capitalized. That's why I said them like that. I can zip through the music, although my personal preference be no music except in special circumstances like having a guest musicians or something. That from Wendy, San Jose, California. So anyway, I think that's going to be it for the listener feedback portion of the show. I want to close with a little bit of music here from a band that's from Seattle. Oh, and I want to tell you this real quick before we wind. Well, I'll tell you about my Church Search Seattle adventure later. This is from a Seattle band called Ivy League. It's a sweet little song called Sleep with the Angels on the CarCast.
Don't cry, sleep with the angels when you leave. I'll be fine while the tears fall. Rest in remembrance, we gave our all. Love. good times, I'll try my best to end this curse. Love hurts. End this curse. Love hurts.
They're from Seattle, Oregon, and Idaho, and normally they play more punk music, but that's a cute little song I thought I'd share with you. All right, finally today on the show, I wanted to just let you know that this weekend I've got a church. I think we're going to go to the Church of the Apostles, a nationally recognized emergent church. So hopefully this weekend we should have the, well, I know that the website's up and running, but we'll have some stuff posted on the new Church Search Seattle site. That's it, of course, for this episode of the CarCast, and as always, it's awesome to have you along. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you tuning in every week as well. And if you got listener comments, feedback, I'm out of breath. Oh, I ran all the way in the house because my wife had to take the car and everything. Anyway, you got listener feedback, send it to us. 206-203-2368 is the number. chris@thecarcast.com is the email address. And as always, we would love to hear from you. Anyway, check out some of our friends' podcasts, the Barry from Barry Show, and of course the 2700 Miles podcast, all great in their own right. We'll see you next time on another episode of the CarCast.
Sun never shines.
The CarCast,
the CarCast,
the CarCast,
the
CarCast,
Chris Cochran,
the CarCast,
podcasting while driving through the mean streets of Seattle. Don't you be driving like no fool, or he'll be calling you out.
The CarCast.
We love you, CarCast, we do. We love your CarCast, we do. We love your CarCast, we do. Oh, CarCast, we love you.